Steve Maraboli once said, "Our moral economy went bankrupt long before our financial one." Keep this in mind as we discuss today the sudden announcements of Saudi Arabia trading in non-dollar currencies and how that's going to impact the global financial market. My name is Dr. David Waralu.
And my name is Dr. Ross Stewart.
And you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict.
The Saudi Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, reportedly considering accepting Chinese currency instead of U.S. dollars for its oil sales to China. This would be a huge change. The Chinese government is, quote, offering everything you could possibly imagine to the Saudis. What would this mean for the United States?
The world is a random, meaningless chaos. Or is it? How do some of the best, wealthiest, and most powerful people seem to know what's coming before it happens? Well, one way is that they create the circumstances in their favor, but the other is that they know how to read the world's stage and spot patterns and trends in key areas. They don't get lost in the overwhelm of endless information. They know what's important to pay attention to using their own formulas, and most importantly, they know where to put that information to actually make it usable. Would you like to be able to do the same thing? Well, we have a course that teaches you to do that exact same thing. It's called No Nonsense Politics. So if you want the leg up that some of the world's brightest have, as well as an online community of people who think for themselves just like you, check it out. Link in the description box below.
We've been discussing this for weeks, if not months now, and here it is. It's now really showing up.
Indeed, Ross, I argued this in my Saudi book, that it will be just a matter of time before Saudi Arabia and China will enter into some exchange of currency.
We even did a show on it last year. I mean, we predicted this a long time ago.
Yeah, we did. We did indeed. To be familiar with the background of the story, the finance minister, his name is Mohammed Jadan, just announced during the recent meeting in Davos for the World Economic Forum. He announced that the Saudis are prepared to trade in a non-dollar currencies. That's usually geopolitically or politically speaking, that's a subtle message to the United States that we, the Saudis, can play hardball with you as well.
You want to call it subtle? How about a slap in the face to say, you guys, you need to wake up. This isn't working.
Yeah, and this is where the whole idea of why this matters, and it matters to you. You might think, well, this is just on the political aspect. No. Because once the dollar collapses, it will impact you one way or another. Doesn't matter what part of the world you are in. This is where the concern that I have. I mean, most of us Americans have no clue about something like that if it happens.
About how world events actually impact us all day, every day, whether we're aware of it or not. You know, one of the things we're dedicated to is patterns and trends. We're not a news organization.
No.
We're here to say, let's figure out the patterns and trends as to, first of all, what's the history of this, and what's good information, and what can we start to predict going forward? Good. And so what we're seeing is the rise and fall of empires, and we're going to call this the American Empire since at least World War II. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing as the curve goes down, the empire is declining. One of the things that happens is we start seeing the reserve currency, which is the U.S. dollar, losing its power worldwide. And here it's coming. We're seeing it. I think there are 23 nations involved in de-dollarizing.
Exactly. There are 23. Here's the interesting aspects of it. Recently, China and Japan were selling U.S. debt.
Treasuries. A lot.
And guess another country just was added just recently. Switzerland.
Switzerland?
I was shocked. Switzerland sold about $36 billion of U.S. debt. The point is, whoever thought that would be coming from Switzerland? Even Israel, which is a close ally, right? They just added other currencies to their reserves. The Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar, other foreign currency into their reserves. Which tells me you what? It tells you how much even U.S. allies are seeing where that trend is headed, and they want to get ahead of it.
Switzerland is surprising. Israel is shocking, because how much foreign aid goes into Israel from the United States, into billions and billions of dollars every year.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the whole idea about the Saudis, how they are moving into this, this is more of a geopolitical sort of shift that is going to impact the financial aspect, because there's always, you know, anything that happens economically on global stage does impact the geopolitics and vice versa. You all remember 1973 oil embargo.
I remember waiting in lines to get gas.
Yeah, and how much it impacted the finances. It's no different here. What's making it challenging now for the United States, that even a close ally like Saudi Arabia, even though Saudi said, well, we are not entirely going to drop the dollar. That was their nicer way of saying, yeah, we will keep some. Because there is a reason for that. You know what? You know what the reason is? Is the gold the Saudis have in the United States.
That the United States will like give a release?
Exactly. That is the reason why. Well, because the reality happens. Look what happens in Britain. Britain is holding the gold that belongs to Venezuela.
Oh.
The gold that belongs to India. So why the British government is not releasing that gold to rightful owners, you know? And this also shows you the trend about other countries amassing gold. China, Russia, they are, because whatever they are working on, it's going to be backed by gold.
That is enormously significant. As we're seeing the fiat currency of the United States devaluing rapidly without a gold reserve. There's nothing backing it up.
Yeah. Well, you look at now the problem we have with the debt ceiling.
Oh, my God.
In the U.S. You know? I mean, there is now a debate in Washington. And we're going to do a video on it, because you need to understand, it doesn't matter you are an American or not. It will impact you one way or another. Because the value of the dollar, if it drops beyond, that's going to become a very serious problem. Not only for us here in the U.S., but other people around the world. Especially the countries that hold U.S. debt. I'll give a quick example is Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
Argentina now, you know, it's in sync of $44 billion. Well, guess what? Because Argentina has to pay its debt, so its foreign reserves is decreasing, which leading to high inflation, believe it or not. This is why Argentina, as a matter of fact, just FYI, Argentina and Brazil, now they are working on establishing a new currency. They're beginning the talks.
I have something, a small story that is tragic and funny at the same time.
Sure.
Someone that I know went to see their psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the session, the psychiatrist called the bank to find out how much to charge, how much the money was worth that day. Going, wow. Is that volatile? That's absurd. Told me it's a true story.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, because this is what the surprising about the Saudis announcement, let alone the timing and the location. Where the Saudis announced this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a coincidence. It didn't happen in a vacuum. You know, given that if you are familiar with the U.S.-Saudi relations, there are some tensions out there. And if you get a chance to read my book, Beneath the Veil, Fall of the House of Saud, and there's a picture on the screen here for you if you're ever interested. I did talk about this specific aspect, which was about 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when I did the research and wrote the book. The book was published in 2018. So that's why I'm not surprised at this. But also the Saudis are also reacting to the U.S. policy towards the Saudis, because they want to play hardball. Saudis is responding by saying we can play hardball as well.
And they just happen to have $1 trillion worth of oil in reserves.
Yeah. I mean, well, just imagine, Ross, if they drop the dollar from all the oil transactions. Because most of the oil transactions around the world are transact in U.S. dollar. Except between now India and Russia, between China and Russia, Iran and China, Iran and Russia, South African countries. So,
well, what we know is it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it's now a trend, and it's headed a particular direction.
That is true.
Because the banking system cannot adjust that fast.
No. And plus, you need to have infrastructure for that.
Yes.
So if there is no infrastructure, there is nothing.
My understanding is once a deal is done, that it takes 6 weeks to do all the paperwork to get the money transferred before the oil comes. I don't know if that's true or not, but I read it as this is good information.
Yes, it is. Yeah, because that thing is done, you know, it takes time.
Yeah.
And this is where that challenge of why the Saudi statement matters. But also you have to take this into consideration with what's going on for us here in the United States domestically. Like I said, the debt ceiling debate,
yeah,
which is now usually any time, as one who worked in Washington before, and I was around the time when the debt ceiling conversation comes up. You know what follows it? Shutdown, a government shutdown. And we all know what it means, like Social Security payments will be delayed. People on Medicare, Medicaid, even the pay for emergency management, the police, law enforcement, the military, all this will be impacted. And as a matter of fact, this year, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced that there is the possibility that the U.S. might default on its payment. And this is why we are reaching out to China to borrow money.
By the way, we want to ruin the Chinese Communist Party. But by the way, will you lend us money?
Money.
Come on.
Well, it's just how, you know, this is a business. You know, I can see why the U.S. will do that. Yes, they'll go with that sanctions or tough talk, whatever you want to call it. And at the same time, the need for having sort of access to money. Because this is where, and this is what saddened me personally. Most of us Americans do not understand these dynamics. They just be in some of us, not all. And the reason why I say always some of us, because you cannot generalize. Not all Americans are ignorant about what's going on.
Right.
No, it's not. There are some people that very attuned, very aware of what's going on and understand the dynamics.
And from what I can tell, it's a growing number. Thanks to the internet and quality sources of information that are actually telling people the truth, not a bunch of BS.
No. And this is the reason why we are doing what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not here to just sit, look at the camera and talk about whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I can use that time for something else better. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't know if our viewers know how long it takes to prepare something like this. This is not something that comes overnight, just... So I'm sure they appreciate it, and thank you all for your support for that. So.
And what it doesn't say is how many years of background and experience went into happened before the immediate research.
Exactly, yeah. And to me, I fall back on my research that I did on my other books that I published and my current one that I'm working on China.
Yes.
I intend to publish a book about China. I'm in the process of putting together the research and all that stuff. But the point is, understanding how to translate, how to understand the trends. What do they mean? How this announcement by the Saudi finance minister can resonate with your finances at home? Because if the dollar is weak, we're in trouble.
Well, it means everything we import, which happens to be a lot of stuff, is more pricey to us. You know, we can use the example of Japan.
Yeah.
As their currency is devalued. Mm-hmm. Now, what you could buy for, translating $100, mm-hmm. you pay $200 for the same amount. And that's relatively quickly.
Exactly.
That happened in Japan.
Exactly.
It means the standard of living for everyone in Japan did a precipitous drop.
But there is another aspect to this announcement from a global level or global stage. That's why I always say, when you guys listen to us, that's what we talk about, because, you know, I'm a geopolitical analyst. You know, I kind of been on the ground. I understand how things work. Well, I'm not spewing just whatever. Because I've been hearing out there that a lot of people talk about geopolitics and foreign affairs when they are saying some things that have nothing to do with the reality. And I kind of, to me, you have to push back against these individuals because they are not talking about what's going on the ground. They don't have a grasp of.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be using the term, I know about geopolitics and so forth, when you don't have the depth or the experience that goes along with it. So the reason I'm saying this, because you have to understand what does it mean on a global level, financially speaking. Without the announcement of the Saudis also paved the way, for example, for Latin America now to launch the study that's going to establish the currency in Latin America called SUR, S-U-R, which is Spanish for the South. Well, Brazil, Argentina are in talks now. but they're going to invite other Latin Americans. You know the question that I have as geopolitical analyst? What will Mexico do? The reason being, why am I saying Mexico? Because Brazil is the largest economy in Latin America.
Yeah.
Guess who's second?
Mexico.
Mexico. And third is Argentina. This is why I'm like looking down the road. What will happen if Mexico all of a sudden said to the US, thank you, we are not using the dollar anymore, but we're going to be moving or using the Latin American currency, the sol. See what I'm getting at, Ross?
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly what geopolitics is all about. You have to understand. You have to think outside the box, first of all, but you have to understand where those trends are headed. And this is why, and I'm going to repeat it here one more time, because I don't remember saying this before. The new global order, this multipolar that is upon us right now.
Right now.
Yeah, it's not going to be based on ideology. It's going to be based on economic blocks. I've said this many, many times, and I just repeat it one more time here. And this is why you are seeing Latin America moving into that direction. That's why you're seeing the Saudis now considering. It's going to enter into effect. This is why the Saudis wants to join BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Because once they do, they're going to move with their own currency that will be backed by gold when it comes down to transactions among them.
You talk about solid backing. Exactly. Real money.
Exactly.
Real value.
Exactly. This is what I see happening. That I see what's coming down the pipe. And once this happens, what do you think ASEAN is going to do? What do you think RCEP is going to do? What do you think other trade blocs is going to do? All of it. Global South, what are they going to do? You know, this is why you have now the Secretary of Treasury is in tour 10 days in Africa, trying to woo Africa back to the U.S. grace. But
good luck.
I don't actually trust the Americans anymore. but her trip is not about the U.S. It's about countering China in Africa.
Yeah.
Because China's investment in Africa, it's 4 times larger than the United States.
And it's really an investment, mm-hmm. not bribery.
No. No, no, because China's building infrastructure in Africa. So this is why we wanted to talk about this one here, to highlight to you the importance of how crucial this statement is. And you have to be on a lookout, because we're already looking at where inflation is, the value of the dollar. I'm sure if you are an American watching this, I'm sure you've noticed what you used to pay with $100 today versus what you paid with $100 year ago.
Or 20 years ago. Wow. That's even bigger. What a difference.
Yeah. Anything to add, Ross, before we close this out?
We're always looking at trends and patterns. Mm-hmm. And the invitation for you is, with this piece of information, what do you see coming? You can predict it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This might be an interesting thing to talk about in a live stream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you guys like this one? How about if we do that at some point?
I'd like that.
We'll be happy to have a conversation with you about this topic, and we'll answer some questions. So, well, we hope you find this very informative. And as always, prepare yourself for a challenging world order. Till next time. Bye-bye.